Welcome to the Dinner Then Dessert podcast. Today we're going to be discussing Texas caviar, which is also known as cowboy caviar. It's a fun side or chip dip made with black-eyed peas, black beans, corn, tomatoes, jalapenos, and a cilantro lime vinaigrette, and it takes just 15 minutes. We love side dishes around here, especially ones that we can enjoy as the weather starts to warm up, including coleslaw, macaroni salad, pasta salad, baked beans, potato salad, and you can find all of those sides and favorites for your summer barbecues and more on dinnerthandessert.com. Be sure to head over and check out the sides category for all of those recipes. Texas caviar, which funnily enough is also called cowboy caviar, isn't exactly authentically Texan or authentically cowboy, but it is similar to a corn salsa, which is just like my really popular Chipotle corn salsa recipe that's also super popular on the site. It's made with lots of fun Tex-Mex vegetables and tossed with a cilantro lime vinaigrette, and it doesn't just have to be used as a Texas caviar dip. Many people like to use this recipe as a topping. So if you're making a grilled chicken or steak or have any other easy proteins for dinner, this would make a great side dish. You can also use cowboy caviar as a topping for other proteins or chicken or beef burrito bowls. This dish was actually created first at a Neiman Marcus in Houston, Texas, which gives a kind of a fancy beginning. It was served at a New Year's Eve party at a country club, and to be funny, they called it cowboy caviar to make it sound like a fancy appetizer with a humorous twist. No actual caviar is used in the recipe. It's just that the black-eyed peas and the black beans make it look a little bit like it could be a caviar. Can you add avocado to this cowboy caviar recipe? I get this question more than any other question on this recipe. Yes, absolutely. Please do add the avocados to the recipe. Even though it is not a traditional ingredient that was added originally to the recipe, it is an incredibly popular addition to the recipe. If you'd like to add avocados, you can chop them into chunks, roughly the size of your tomatoes, then toss them gently with the dressing before you add them to the rest of the recipe. In case you do this, you may also want to increase the amount of dressing you make for the dip as well. Avocados, as they are added and tossed, will naturally create a creamier and denser texture, which will make the cowboy caviar feel drier even though it has enough dressing. When I add avocados, I usually tend to add 2 to 3 avocados, and I will make roughly twice the amount of dressing and then sort of just feel it as I go. Start with about 2/3 of the dressing that you make and then see if it feels like it's well dressed enough. And if you need to add more as you go, you can always add more dressing. I wouldn't add double the dressing to start with, because if you add too much, it can be soggy. What other ingredients can you add to your Texas caviar? I would immediately, the first time you make a recipe, always start with what's in the recipe. But if you'd like to add more after you've tried it the first time, red bell peppers are popular, other chili peppers, pimento, red onion. Garbanzo beans are a popular option for this recipe. And of course, the avocado that we've already discussed. What do you serve with Texas caviar? The most immediate answer I'd probably come to on this would be tortilla chips. If you want an easy and fun tortilla chip recipe, we had remade the tortilla chips from Chipotle on the site, and they're awesome because they have a lime and salt flavoring, and it really complements this recipe well. Texas caviar is also a great side dish for other things like chicken enchiladas, chicken quesadillas, chicken fajitas, carne asada, Mexican rice. Tips for making the perfect cowboy caviar. Number one, make sure you drain and rinse your beans well. You do not want any of that starchy liquid in the cowboy caviar. Number two, remove the seeds and membrane from the jalapeno peppers to reduce the heat in your recipe. Number three, if you'd like to add a little bit of spice but not heat, add some chili powder, cayenne pepper, or hot sauce instead of your jalapenos. Number four, if raw red onion is too strong of a flavor for you, soak the red onions in ice water for about 10 minutes, then dry them off gently before adding them to your recipe. This tends to remove a lot of the bite from red onions. Number five, allow the salad to sit for at least 1 hour before serving. This lets the vegetables marinate into the dressing. Since there's no lettuce in the recipe, there won't be any wilting. Number six, if you want to make a fun and easy salsa recipe for a party, you can mix this recipe minus the tomatoes with a traditional salsa to make a bean salsa recipe you can also serve with tortilla chips. Number seven, add additional colors of bell peppers to the recipe to increase the fun colors in the recipe. Red, orange, and yellow are all sweet bell peppers, but remember the green ones have a bitter undertone. And since there's no cooking in this recipe, it's great for summer. It's a nice, cool, refreshing salad recipe. So let's talk about the recipe for a second. It only takes just a few minutes to throw together. Add 1 yellow onion diced, 1 green bell pepper diced, 1 jalapeno pepper that's been de-seeded, de-veined, and minced, 1 bunch of green onions that have been diced, 1 15-ounce can of black-eyed peas that's been drained and rinsed, 1 15-ounce can of black beans that have been drained and rinsed, 1/4 cup of chopped cilantro to a bowl and toss together. To a food processor, add a third of a cup of olive oil, a quarter of a cup of lime juice, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, a half a teaspoon of coarse ground black pepper, 2 teaspoons of cumin, and 2 cloves of garlic. Process that until smooth, then toss with the ingredients in the bowl and let it sit for at least 1 hour before serving. I hope you've enjoyed this recipe. If you do make the recipe, be sure to take a picture, tag us at #dinnerthendessert on Facebook and Instagram. Come back to the site, leave a comment, let me know what you thought. If you have any questions, be sure to leave them on the site. I'm happy to answer anything I can. Thanks so much. Bye.